Wednesday's powerful storms downed trees and knocked out power for hundreds of thousands in our listening area. The storm that brought heavy rain and record wind gusts of 68 miles per hour at Albany International Airport continues to affect thousands of utility customers. Dan Ball, highway superintendent for the town of Clifton Park in southern Saratoga County, said crews were working around the clock to clear roads for utility trucks.
We do have many trees down on our open and main roads, and our neighborhoods are full of downed trees.
One person was killed in Clifton Park during the storm. New York State Police say 24-year-old William Oates was driving on Pierce Road around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday when a tree came down on his vehicle. National Grid says 200,000 customers lost electricity, with about 75,000 restored overnight. Utility spokesperson Virginia Limiatis says Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, Columbia, and Montgomery counties were hardest hit.
Cleanup, reconstruction, and restoration will be labor-intensive and time-consuming, with some outages in the hardest-hit areas of eastern New York potentially extending beyond 48 hours.
For National Grid customers without power, the utility is distributing dry ice through Saturday at Crossgates Mall in Guilderland, the Schenectady Highway Department at 100 Keller Avenue, and at the Pittstown Rescue Squad at 60 Parker School Road. Utility NYSEG says 72,000 lost power Wednesday, with about 10,000 still without electricity Thursday afternoon, about 9,300 in the Mechanicville and Oneonta areas. Spokesperson Ridge Harris.
We are dispatching crews from around the state into the Mechanicville and Oneonta divisions, and we have 1,100 field resources on the ground to work on restoration efforts.
Central Hudson said as of 3 p.m., service was restored to nearly 22,900 of the more than 26,000 customers affected, with the majority of outages located in Greene, Ulster, and Albany counties. The storms in eastern New York continued across southern New England Wednesday afternoon. In western Massachusetts, utility Eversource said crews from Canada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire are arriving to help restore power. Spokesperson Reed Lamberty says 40,000 customers in the western part of the state lost power, with about 10,000 still without service Thursday afternoon.
Just over 80 roads that were blocked, about 70 of our utility poles broken, about 7 miles worth of power lines downed and has to be rehung.
Lamberty said damage is widespread. The last of customers should have power restored by noon Saturday, most before then. In Great Barrington, a golf professional was killed in the storm. The Berkshire Eagle reports Thomas Sullivan died when a tree fell onto his golf cart at a country club just after 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.